Gutemoyed. It's always a special zechus to come back to Kehilat Hagro. I feel personally it's like coming home again. So Yashar Koyach, Yedidi Rav Avrom, for giving me the opportunity and the zechus. Chag HaPesach, which is really the father of all the Moyadim, Avi Kol HaChagim, undoubtedly the Aleph Beis, Emunah and Bitochin, is certainly the central dominant theme of the Avodah of Pesach. So we'd like to spend a few moments looking at perhaps one Nekuda of Emunah and Bitochin, which is Pesach related, but not just Pesach related, it's really Pesach based. If we go back to the beginning of the story of Golus and Geulas Mitzrayim, the beginning is not really in Sefer Shemot. That's not where the story starts. The beginning is really much further back in Sefer Bereishis, in Parshas Lech Lecha, in the Bris Bein Abzarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu maps out the history of Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. And he predicts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu foretells Avraham Avinu, Yodoya Teida, you should know, that your children are going to end up Be'eretz Asher Lo Elohem, in a land which is foreign to them. Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say it was going to be Mitzrayim, but clearly that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Va'avodum, ve'inu oisom, they're going to be enslaved, there's going to be a shibud, but, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be a geula. Don onoichi, I will judge the enslaving nation, the Mitzrayim, va'achareichein, and then Klal Yisrael after that, yetzu beruchush. So this is the nevuah that Avraham Avinu is doicha to, the Bris Bein Absorim, the Meforshim explain, the Beis Halevi in Parshas Vayigash says that this was not kept a secret. Avraham Avinu passed it down to his son Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu passed it down to his son Yaakov Avinu. And when Yaakov Avinu, in fact, was going down to Mitzrayim, for the first time, the realization hit that the Eretz Asher Lo Elohem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned, Mitzrayim was the Kavona. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Parshas Vayigash, Al Tiro, says the Beis Halevi, Yaakov Avinu understood full well where Klal Yisrael were heading now. This was the fruition of the Bris Bein Absorim. It's going to be Mitzrayim that I didn't realize. Mem Tes Shari Tuma, Al Tiro, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm descending with you into Golos, and I will ascend with you into Geulah. So this prophecy, the Nevuah of Bris Bein Absorim, was by no means a secret. It was passed down throughout the ages, from father to son, Avram to Yitzhak to Yaakov, and presumably further on still. There is a phenomenal question that must be asked, and it's really a very simple question. But as we well know, the simplest questions are always the hardest to answer. And really the question is a one-word question. Whole parasha, Bris Bein Absorim, why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell Avraham Avinu what's going to happen in centuries' time? It has no relevance to Avraham Avinu. He never participated either in the Golos nor the Geula, neither did his children or his grandchildren or his great-grandchildren. So what was the purpose? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu see it important to foretell Avraham Avinu upcoming events? You should know that your great-great-great-great-grandchildren are going to go into Golos, okay? And then there's going to be a geula. Okay? So what was the purpose of the Bris Bein Absorim? As we mentioned, the beginning of the story is the Bris Bein Absorim. If we understand the beginning of the story, then we understand the entire story. There are countless ma'amorim in Chazal that point to one dominant zechus through which Klal Yisrael are zoicha to the geula. So Medrash, Parshas Beshalach, Loi Nigalu Avoiseinu Mimitzrayim Elo Bizchut Ho'emuna. It's all Bizchut Ho'emuna. Rabbeinu Bachai says in his Sefer Kadakemach, almost the identical wording, Nigalu Avoiseinu Mimitzrayim Bizchut HaBitochen. We all know the Yisrael of the Chazain Ish, Emuna and Bitochen. What's the difference between them? There is no difference between them. Bitochen is just the actualization of Emuna. Living Emuna. Tzadik Be'emunoso Yichya, says the Vilna Goyin in Mishlei, is Bitochen. So Klal Yisrael's ticket out of Mitzrayim is Emuna and Bitochen. Emuna and Bitochen. Lo yinigo lo avoyseinu. Elo b'zuchut ho'emun. Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mir Mashkiach, has a yesoid, the yesoid godoil mo'oid in our avodas Hashem that he shares with us in his sefer Das Chochma u'Musa. And he says to us, and he explains really what was the whole purpose of the Bris Bein Abasarim. Zu midas. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. Lahavtiach, to make a promise. Ochein, however, loy lekayim miyad, but not to fulfill it immediately. Avraham Avinu, here's the promise. He never saw the actualization. He never saw that promise come to fruition. Zu midas Hashem. Ubamidas zu hisnahi gim ha'ovais. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducted himself with the ovais. Sheloi ro'u. They never saw kiyum shel hadvarim. They never saw fulfillment of the promise. Lahovin. And here comes the yesod. In order to understand that the chefetz v'tachlis, the whole purpose of the promise was lahamin b'havtochos. The purpose of the promise, the tachlis of the brain abasorim, the whole function of promising, the avos hakdoshim, that there was going to be a golos, but an eventual geula, was that they should have emunah in that promise. Let's see now if Avram and then Yitzhak and Yaakov and Klal Yisrael forevermore have emunah that is going to be a geula. The purpose of the Bris Bein Abasarim, the tachlis of the promise, was that there should be emunah that the promise would be fulfilled. The Lamedin Mizeh, he writes, and we learn from this, Iker Godoil Bahanhogas, a tremendous yesod. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise, it's not immediately fulfilled. The purpose of that is that there should be emunah that indeed it will be fulfilled. And that will precisely be the reason that it will indeed be fulfilled. If you have emunah and bitochin that the geula will happen, then the geula will happen. But if you don't firmly believe that there will be a geula, then indeed there won't be. And then he writes a phenomenal line. This is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way that he interacts with us. Kiloi yitochein. It is impossible. La'odom. Lizkois b'shum dovah. Frightening words. It's impossible to be zoicha to anything. Ki'im acharei bitoch. It literally is the aleph base. It's yesoid ha-yesoidus. Lo yitochin. Lo yitochin does not translate as unlikely or rarely happens. It's impossible. There's no exception to this rule. Lo yitochin lo odom lizkois lo shum dover. You cannot be zeicher to any ki'in acharei habit. And that's why the promise was made. The purpose of that promise was that there should be emuna and bitochin, that there would be a fulfillment of the promise. And indeed, if there's emuna and bitochin that the promise will be fulfilled, then indeed it can be fulfilled. He brings there b'shem his Rebbe, the Alter from Kelm. That with this we understand the state of events in Mitzrayim. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Paroi and tell him to release Klal Yisrael. He didn't do so. He first went to Klal Yisrael. He goes to Klal Yisrael, he performs the miracles, Vaya'amin ha'om. They have emuna. And then he goes to Paray. Why is that the Seder? Surely you should go to Paray. And if there'll be a good news, you should come to report to Klal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, a Basura Teva, Paray is going to release us. Says the Alter from Kelm, that to go to Paray was Sakonas Nefoshes. And he needed Siyata Deshmaya to be Zeicha, to survive the palace of Paray. The only way that can happen is if that's prefaced by Emunah. So there's no point in going to Paroi and then reporting back to Klal Yisrael, there would be nothing to report. He has to make that preliminary stop in Klal Yisrael. There's going to be a Geula. Vayamin ha'om. Ah, there's Emunah. Now there can be a Geula. So now he went. It's Yisoid Godoil the Niflo. Lo yitochin la'odom. Lo yitochin. It's impossible. It's not Shaykh. Yizkois b'shum dovo ki'im acharei habit. We daven every day of our lives to siyata deshmaya in this midah, this central midah of bitochen. Ala tzadikim v'ala chassidim. We beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sein chalkeinu imohem. Our chalek should be together with these who are boitchim b'shimcho be'emes, who are truly boiteach in your great name. How do we conclude that bracha? Baruch ato Hashem, mishon u'mivtoch la tzadikim. Mishon, we would translate, mishon is something to lean on, Miftoch is very similar. Security, it sounds, a tautology, the same word twice. Mishon or Miftoch. What's the difference between a Mishon and a Miftoch? So in the Siddur HaGro, they bring down a pirush from the son of the Vilna Goyim, Rabbi Avraham ben HaGro. But the Yesoid of Rabbi Avraham ben HaGro needs to be understood. Says Rabbi Avraham ben HaGro, a person finds himself needing a Yeshua. All of us need a Yeshua. So we wait and we daven and we hope, and eventually that Mivtoch arrives. We're now secure, the problem has been resolved, and we've been zeichet. Says Rabbi Avraham ben HaGro, but there's a stage prior to the Mivtoch, and that's the Mishon. There's a Mishon. There is something that we need to lean on before the Mivtoch arrives. And he gives two examples, Purim and Pesach. Purim, the Geula arrives, eventually. Takes maybe 3/4 of an hour to read the Megillah, but it took a decade for the story to happen. One of the central stories in the Kriyas Megillah, Mordechai parades Haman around the town. Why is that an important chelik of the story? Says Rabbi Avraham ben HaGro. Because the time for the Mivtoch had not yet arrived. The Geula is still going to come. But prior to that, Koidem Shenitla Homon, Hero Lohem Gedulas Mordechai, the Soad Oisom Bebitchoinom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists Klal Yisrael with their bitochen. Don't give up. The Geula hasn't arrived. It's true. There's going to be a preliminary stage which doesn't in any way advance or assist or help Klal Yisrael in their situation, but it's a chizuk to their bitochen. That's what happened in Purim. That's what happened in Mitzrayim as well. There was a year of Makris. Klal Yisrael was still Avodim. How did that help Klal Yisrael's situation? It didn't. But it was the Mishon. It was something to lean on before the Mivtoch. What does this mean? We're all familiar with the famous Rashi. Yosef is in his darkest hour, descending to Mitzrayim, and Rashi points out, in the name of Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a miracle, he sent him Besomim. Arabs don't ordinarily carry pleasant Besomim in their wagons, but they did on this occasion. Why is the Chusay of the Tzaddik? What does this mean? What was the message over here? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Yosef HaTzaddik? Your mother has died at a young age. You have been separated from your father, you might never see him again. Your brothers hate you, they want to kill you. You're on your way to Mitzrayim, you're about to be sold as an Eved. The good news is, it's a consolation. What does this mean? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains, in his very beautiful Lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes performs a miracle that he calls a Neshika, the kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't abandoned. Yosef, perhaps, would have been excused for thinking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, he somehow slipped through the cracks. It couldn't be darker, it couldn't be more gloomy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a ray of hope, a keren oir and a shika. So what does that mean? Simply understood, Yisrael HaTzadik might feel very down, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a chizuk, pick up his spirits, raise up his spirits a little bit. Somebody once came to the Radina Rebbe, and he pulls out his heart and he says, Rebbe, if naf hobna Yeshua, I'm in a terrible situation. He shares with the Rebbe all his woes, and then eventually, the Rebbe says, the Eibishter that help. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. Psh, what a wonderful bracha. Guaranteed from the Rebbe. He comes out, the Rebbe's Gabbai, who was actually the son of the Rebbe, who was himself destined to be the Rebbe one day, said, no, what did the Rebbe say? Oh, I got a wonderful bracha. Shem Yazor, the Eibishter that help. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. He said, go back into the Rebbe. Go back in, already got a bracha. Go and ask the Rebbe gave you a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. So ask the Rebbe, what's going to be until HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he went back into the Rebbe, and he said, Yashakreach for the bracha, the Eibishter that helps, and above us gate Zion, what's going to be until HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps? The Rebbe gave him another bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. What does that mean? So again, on a superficial level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, but I didn't say it's going to happen immediately. It might be testing, it might be difficult, you might feel abandoned, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, he'll send you some besomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick up your spirits. But the Oimek HaDover HaBoisai is not, the Neshika, the kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just to have a feel-good factor. Feeling down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu I'm here with you. No! It's the mission before the Mivtach. If you look at the words of Rav Ram ben Agra, you'll see we're not saying a chiddush at all. Rav Avraham ben Agra says that before the Geula comes, whether it's national or individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a mission. Why? Not in order to have a good field factor. Sheloi yoivdu bitchoinom, so that they shouldn't lose their bitachon. The Nes of Purim is going to happen, but it can't happen now because the Zman hasn't arrived. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us Besomim. What's the Besomim? In this particular case, it came in the form of Mordechai being paraded around town by Haman. What was the purpose? Feel good factor? No. So that you shouldn't lose your bitachon. So too in Mitzrayim. 210 years is not up. So the Zman from the Geula hasn't yet arrived. So there's going to be a mission. There's going to be something for you to lean on before the Mivtach, a year of Makkos. How does that help Klal Yisrael's situation? Again, the Loshon of Avraham ben Agra, the So'ad, the Kadosh Baruch Hu assists them with their bitachon. And the Oimek is, according to Rabbi Yerucham's Yesod, because if you cannot be Zoicha, if lo yitochein lo odom lizkoiz b'shum dovot, you cannot be Zoicha to anything without bitachon, then in a person's darkest moment, then he really is in danger, not just of feeling down, but of losing his bitachon. Because if you lose your bitachon, and you don't believe with every fiber of your being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send you a Yeshua, then indeed he won't. Then there won't be a Yeshua. So that mission is a critical preliminary stage. I need that mission, not just to feel good. And that's what the Rebbe meant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. I didn't guarantee that the Yeshua will come now, says the Rebbe. But I'll give you a bracha, you should be zeicher to the summit. Don't give up. Believe firmly be'emuno bitochen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send you the Yeshua. Because if you believe it, then it can happen. And if you don't, then it can't. Lo yitochen la'odom. It's impossible. Without bitochen, and that was the whole purpose of the Bris Vein Abesorim. It was passed down from doir to doir. That Avraham passes down to Yitzchok, to Yaakov, to the Shvatim, to Klal Yisrael. They have to firmly believe that there's going to be a Geula. Loi nigalu avoseinu mimitzrayim, elo bizchus habitu. If you don't have emunah in the Geula, if you don't have bitochin that there's going to be a Mivtach, then indeed there won't be. But it's very testing. It's a difficult situation, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a mission first. Something for me to lean on. Show me a sign. That's the oimek of the Meshika that the Mirror of Shiva spoke about, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. The Besomim of Yosef was not just in order for him to feel good. Ach, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. It's much more profound than that. It's the So'ad Oysom, the Bitchoinom, to assist them with their bitoch. And it's true, it looks very bleak. And you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But don't give up! Because if you give up and you don't firmly have emunah and bitochen that there could be a geula, then indeed there can't be. Some of you in Kehilas Sagro may well remember a very precious yid, Reb Shmuel Stimler, Zichrono Livracha. Reb Shmuel Stimler, originally from Europe, from Poland, was in the camp, I think, in Bergen-Belsen. He survived the camp. He moved to America. He married, set up a family, and then retired here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he was a very prominent member of our Kehillah until he passed away a few years ago. I remember on one Tisha B'Av morning, he spoke after the kinnas. And he described what he saw and what he experienced in the concentration camps, his churban of European Jewry. When he finished speaking, I went up to him and said, Reb Shmuel, yasher koyach for the chizuk, humbling. How did you survive? How were you able to go through Bergen-Belsen and set up a mishpacha shlema of Yireim v'shleimim? So listen to what he told me. When he was snatched from his home, he managed to smuggle out with him three things. This is what he told me. A few coins, a few family pictures. He didn't know whether he'd ever see his parents or siblings ever again. And most precious of all, his tefillin. He was a bar mitzvah boy. He'd never missed putting on tefillin. Eventually, he arrived in the camp a few weeks later, and there they took everything from him. They took away his money. Worse still, they took away his photographs. But worst of all, he said, they took away my... In fact, they took away his clothes. And he was given the famous striped jacket and trousers to put on. And he described to me that when he put on the jacket, he felt there was something in the pocket. He dared not take it out because of the Nazi guards who were watching him. But he found himself a quiet corner. And there, he dared put his hand in the pocket. And he took out its contents. And he opened his hand and he saw a tefillin shel rosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him besomim in Bergen-Belsen. He was not a zeiche immediately to the Niftach. He suffered persecution. But that nishon, that besomim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that chizuk to the bitachon, because if you don't have bitachon, then you can come out of Bergen-Belsen, and indeed you won't. Ki lo yitachin la'adam. Lizko is b'shum dovo ki machri ha-bitachon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us besomim. What a critical Pesach lesson is this for all of us. Because every one of us needs a Yeshua. Some people need a Yeshua in Parnasa, some in health, some in Shalom Bayit, Chinuch HaYelodim, Gashmias, Ruchnias, and sometimes we seem to be surrounded by darkness. Lahagid ba'boiker chastecho, but when there's laylo, it's ve'emunoscho ba'leiloi, that's the avoido, but it's hard. So we daven v'sein chalkeinu imoem lo'olam, I want to have my chelek together with the ba'al bitochein. Mishonu miftach, reboinu shel olam, send me besomim. Send me besomim. Whether it's the form of makos or a pair of tefillin shel roish, send me besomim. And I very often find myself telling people who are going through difficulties, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you so much besomim, just don't forget to smell them. Realize, appreciate your brachas. That's your mishon before your miftah. As we begin every new week, Motzei Shabbos, none of us know what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in store for us. So we begin the week, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we take the Kois Yeshua is Esau, please, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, send me my Yeshua. And in one hand, I'm holding the Oir, because I might currently find myself in Choshech, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Oiri V'Yishi, but in the other hand, that's the mission before the Miftach. I'll be Zoicha to the Oir, if only I remember to smell those besomim, to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, and even if it's dark, and it's difficult, in Mitzrayim, or Shushan, or Bergen-Belsen, or in Ramat Bet Shemesh, wherever we may be. But this is the limud of Pesach. Lo yitochen la'odom. It's impossible to be zeicha to anything without emunah and bitochen. So even though the Purim and the Pesach Nisim were very different in kind, one was Hester upon him, one was Gilui upon him, but the formula was identical. The Tzura was different, but the formula was identical. There was a Mishon and then a Miftach. And that's what we've done for every single day. That's the limud of Pesach. In order for us to navigate our own Choshech, for us to be Zoicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out of Me'afeilo la'oiro, Me'eva la'simcha, in order to be Zoicha to Kois Yeshua is Esau, and to that Oir, in one hand, I smell the Besomim, in the other hand. Mr. Hashem, we should be Zoicha, in the Zechut of Yavoid of Pesach, to be Zoicha, a Chizuk, Emunah and Bitochin, to Yeshua is for the Prat, and Yeshua is for the Klal. Amen.